أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We will continue inshallah explanation of Surah Al-Zalzala, Surah 99, and I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud to recite the Surah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. And we have explained last time, last session, that how the earth will bring up all the information that the earth is holding or holding in itself. Because Allah said that day it will declare its information about all that happened over it of good or evil. And we described that Prophet ﷺ was 1400 years ago, he described the earth as people today, the modern people today, or the people who are living in this time, they say Mother Earth. And Prophet 1500 years ago, 1424 years ago, he was saying that the earth is the mother. He described the earth, as we mentioned in the hadith, that is the mother. And as if he was telling us, it is the Mother Earth, because it holds everything. From it we have been created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our body from earth. And then Allah is going to ask, order the earth to tell on everything that happened in this dunya. That's why it is mentioned that Abu Umayyah, as we mentioned in the last session, one of the Sahaba, after he finished praying his obligation, he was praying the sunnah, voluntary worshipness. And he was praying in Mecca, in this place, in that place, in that place, in that place. They asked him, why you are going around? He said, I want that earth to witness for me that I have prayed on every place. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said that, according to the narration of Prophet, that if you take your hand and put it on earth, whatever comes on the hand of dust is a remainder of a human being. All that is going to come in judgment day. Abu Umayyah said, when I read that verse, that ayah, that يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, at that day that earth going to it say, declare its information on what have ever happened, I wanted to say that I was praying around everywhere to witness on me. Good tidings for anyone that the earth will witness on his prostrations in the judgment day. It is good that if you go to a mosque, or wherever on the street, or wherever around the earth, you made a sajda. Because that place is going to witness that you did good. You prayed, you fasted, you helped the poor, you helped the masjid, you helped the Muslims, you helped the non-Muslim even. You took care of them. It's better than to go to a place where it's going to witness on you that you did adultery, that you drank wine, that you drank liquor, that you killed someone. So the place is going to witness, and that's why Sayyida Maryam, كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. Wherever he entered to her niche, Sayyidina Zakaria, he found food there. And he said, from where is that? She said, إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Allah gives whoever he likes. So what Zakaria did? Went back to the place. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه. There he went back to the niche of Sayyida Maryam, Virgin Mary, and make dua that Allah gives him a child. The importance of the dua in a holy place. And the holy place became holy because of Maryam. If Maryam was not there, that place is nothing. Medina is holy because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not because of the masjid, as they say to some people today. Kaaba is holy, Mecca is holy because of the Kaaba. And Kaaba is holy because of the Hajar al-Asad there, Hajar al-Aswad. A place where a wali is buried is a good place because of that barakah of that wali. And that's why Abu Umayya is saying here in the tafsir that he was going and praying in different places for that place to witness on him. So the importance of the place. In Surah Al-Kahf, قالوا لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا بنوا عليهم بنيانا. For Ashab Al-Kahf, when they enter in the cave, people begin to differ between either other. What we have to do? Some people said, build a masjid there. لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا. Put a masjid and go and pray there because it became holy because of Ashab Al-Kahf. So that is a concept in Islam, in Islamic Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put 7 witnesses to witness on you in Judgment Day. What are these witnesses according to the tafsir of that surah? First of these witnesses is the place. Where Allah said in Holy Quran, He is going to tell on you that day, it will declare its information about all that happened over it, of good or bad. It's a place. So earth is a place, is going to witness. So one of the witnesses is the earth. And the evidence is the Holy Quran. The second is the time. At what time you have done something, that time is going to witness on you. Because according to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that every new day, that day is calling and say, I am a new day. Whoever going to do good, I'm going to keep it. And whoever going to do the bad, I'm going to keep it and witness on you. The third is the tongue. Your tongue is going to witness on what you have done. كما قال الله تعالى يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم. In that day, when their tongues are going to witness on them what they have done, Allah is going to make the tongue to speak, to witness on you. In some tafsir, Allah makes the earth has billions and billions of tongues. Every tongue represents one human being coming from earth. And that tongue is going to speak saying what that human being has done, either good or bad. Then, the most important al-arkan, different part of your body, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. Their hands are going to speak on them what they have done, and their feet are going to witness where they stood, in good or in bad places. Then the angels that Allah appointed them on both sides, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. There are two guardian angels, protectors. They are going to write and they are going to witness what you have done in dunya. Then, as Allah said, هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْتُكُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Diwan means whatever is written. Means what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, your book, your notebook, that everything been recorded in it. Whatever been downloaded down in your computer, in your notebook. They call it today that laptop, what they call it? Notebook? Huh? Notebook. Allah is mentioning it 1400 years ago, notebook. When your notebook is going to witness on you. A notebook witness, yeah. Press one button from the computer, it brings back everything, even with a voice. You can hear it in different languages. Every language, there is now a voice in computer. What do you think about the big computer that Allah is going to send in Judgment Day? That notebook, that everything been written inside. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whoever do an atom of good, he's going to see good. Whoever doing an atom of bad, he's going to see bad. That's the seven ones. What is going to be your situation, O mankind, when all these seven different are going to witness on you? What do you want to say? There is no way out of it. So, there is one way. What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said, when that عن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه. He said, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari said, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and they were eating, that surah, that verse was revealed. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever make an atom of good, he will see good. Whoever made an atom of bad, he will see bad. Prophet left the food. Stopped from eating. And he said, مَا مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ خَيْرًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. This is to the believers. Whoever do good in his life, he is going to see good in Akhirah. Okay? Good? Good to hear? وَمَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ شَرًّا. And whoever going to do bad in among you, في الدنيا, in dunya, he is going to see difficulties and sicknesses in dunya. For Allah to clean him, when he go to Akhirah, he go to paradise. And that was the tafsir of that ayah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was happy. Sahaba were happy. That means, oh believers, don't lose hope. If you do good, you are going to get the Akhirah for you, paradise. If you do something bad in dunya with your amal, with what you have done good, Allah is going to clean you in dunya by difficulties that come on you and by sicknesses. And that's why you see today the whole Muslim world in difficulties. Allah cleaning them. Ya Allah. How much they did bad. They know that their religion is the correct, is the correct religion, is the religion that Allah wanted for us. And still they are doing bad, beside they're doing their obligations, their goodness. So Allah is cleaning them in dunya. That's why we are under everyone now. That is the cleansing.
Allah, Allah. It is also mentioned, as we said before, that zalzala of the earth is a zulzilat al-ardu zilzala, when the earth shake, the earth of the body, means the body is the earth in itself. We are earth, from earth we are coming, so when that shaking of ourselves going to happen, when we shake, when people shakes, when the ruh, the spirit is taking out from them. What happened? You doctors, how many dead person you are saying, what happened with that person? Shake, sweating. Look at the animal. When you slaughter the animal, what happened? He's shaking. The chicken or the rooster or the goat or the... You see how it's shaking? That body is shaking, spirit is going out. Means... At that time, the body is shaking from what it has done in its life of bad. And the ruh is going up, worrying how it's going to face its the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So awliya Allah, when they understood that shaking of the body, they immediately struggled against their egos in order to destroy their egos completely. That let their ego be killed, be gone through shaking it, and let their spirit be the dominating factor over their bodies. At that time, يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. At that time, people will be coming out from earth to see what they have done. They said, أَشْتَاتًا, people come, أَشْتَاتًا means small, in small groups. No clothes, nothing. All of them running toward their Lord for their judgment day. There are two groups of people going to be at that time. One of them, they are going to be white, shining, from them coming light. And they are going to be covered. Allah will cover them with a spiritual cloth. Those, a voice will be calling, these are awliyaullah, these are the believers. Let them go to paradise. The other group is going to be black faces. Not black faces, black in darkness coming from them. Sudul wujuh, dark faces. Hufatun urat, barefooted, naked, tied with chains in their hands and in their feet. And a caller is going to call, saying they are the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas said that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day and said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is sending his salam to you, and he's saying to you, why you are not happy? And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Jibreel, I'm not happy because I am thinking too much what's going to happen to my ummah in judgment day. And Prophet and Jibreel said, Ya Muhammad, is it in the believers or in the unbelievers? You are worried about the believers or the unbelievers? He said, for the believers, Ya, and Jibreel said, Kala Ya Jibreel, I am thinking about the believers, what they are going to happen to them, to the people of La Ilaha Illallah. And at that time, Jibreel took Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his hand, and he brought him to a grave in the by the camp, or what you say, by the tribe of Bani Salama, a tribe in the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Jibreel hit on one of the graves with his wing, and a person came out from that grave. Prophet saw a person coming out, all dressed with light. And he was saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That man who is coming out of the grave. And Jibreel said to him, go back to your place. And that person went back to his place. And then Jibreel, alayhi salam, went to another grave and hit with his left wing. And he said, come out. And a man came out, darkness coming from his face. He has blue eyes and darkness coming from his face. And he was saying, wa hasrata wa nadama, means what kind of problem I am in, what kind of difficulties I am in. And Jibreel said, go back to your place. And he went to the grave. And he said to Prophet, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this how they are going to come out from their graves in Judgment Day. Believers are going to be dressed with light from Allah's light. And unbelievers are going to be dressed from darkness of Jahannam. لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ Allah is going to show them what they have done. Ibn Abbas said, as I said before, when he is explaining that verse, whoever put his hand on floor, on earth, whatever comes here is a remainder of a human being. From that, Allah is going to bring back all these people, and they are going to witness on them. Ibn Abbas said, radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, there will be all mu'min and all unbelievers, all believers and unbelievers, whatever done, they are going to see. For the mu'min, Allah is going to forgive him, and he will take away his sins and give him hasanat. For unbeliever, Allah is going to take his hasanat, throw it in his face, and send him to hellfire. It is interpreted and said that whoever did an atom of good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring from that atom of good. How many times he did good? If he did 1,000 times good, Allah will bring 1,000 atom of good. From every atom of good, Allah will send a dress of light dressing that person. And different act has different picture. So you will be like a rainbow of colors. Allah addressing you from His beautiful names and attributes. And those who did something bad, Allah will dress them from that bad. And that bad comes on a picture of wild animals. Like a picture of a snake. You become one snake here. You become one tiger there. You become one lion here. You become one fox here. You become all kind of wild animal, and not a rainbow, but a picture of many animals that's coming out of you if you did something bad. That will happen in Judgment Day. O mu'min, O Muslims, is not so simple what when that verse was revealed, when that surah was revealed. It is a very big, heavy difficulty that we have to understand. And that's why he said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that reciting of that surah is as if you have recited half of the Quran. If you recite it two times, as if you have recited the whole Quran. Why? Because it is explained that the whole Quran is indicating two things. أحكام الشريعة for dunya وأحكام الشريعة for akhirah. means whatever you have of principles for dunya, Allah showed it in Holy Quran, and whatever you have principles you have to follow for akhirah, Allah showed it in Holy Quran. And Surah Al-Zalzala only explain what is necessary for akhirah. It doesn't explain anything of dunya. It explains what is going to happen in akhirah. So the Holy Quran is of two parts, two halves. Half explaining what you need to do in dunya, half explaining what you need to do in akhirah. Surah Al-Zalzala explain everything what you need to have in akhirah. And that's why it's equal, it's half of the Holy Quran, as if you have learned or you have made everything that necessary for your akhirah by understanding that one day your body is going to be shaken like an earthquake and your soul is going to go out. And one day this whole universe is going to shake and this whole world is going to collapse. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us. And this is the final, as much as we are able to summarize, we summarized the tafsir of Surah Al-Zalzala. May Allah accept from us. Bi hurmat al-Habib, bi hurmat al-Fatiha.